It is 1:31, February 21st, 2024. This is an informal hearing on PSC case number 23PU-23-272, which is, and somebody jump, correct me if I'm wrong on announcing any of these throughout the afternoon. This one is the service area agreement between MDU and Dakota Valley Electric. Sorry I'm a minute late, but I did find out that we can, on the next informal, we can consolidate those three and don't have to go through the whole process three times. So, but this one is on just 23272. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioners, do you?
No, I do not.
Nor do I.
Okay, so I announced the commissioners, if we could go around the room and have everyone else put their names and positions on the record, that would be appreciated.
Brian Johnson, staff.
Victor Shook, staff.
Paul Sanderson, chief legal officer at Montana Dakota Utilities and MDU Resources.
Travis Jacobson, Montana Dakota.
Larry Oswald, director of business development, Montana Dakota.
We do have a couple folks in the audience. We have Darcy Nagum and Allison Walden. Almost said Matt.
Adam Renton, staff.
Leif Clark, staff.
And also with us is William Behrman. He's outside counsel and represents Montana Dakota and their gas utility rate case that's filed with the commission.
Okay. So just a reminder, this is an informal hearing. It involves only undisputed facts. If anything comes up that is under dispute, we will have to suspend this and move to a formal hearing. Staff, did you have just anything? We typically start with the company. Did you have anything preliminary?
No.
Okay. I'll turn it over to whoever wants to kick it off for MDU.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. On behalf of Montana Dakota, we're here on Montana Dakota's application for approval of the service area agreement it entered into with Dakota Valley Electric Cooperative near Ellendale and Dickey County. This service area is located approximately a one-mile radius around MDU's 345 kV and 230 kV substations just west of Ellendale. You may recall this area, it's the location of the, or near the location of the Applied Digital sites. So, first, the company appreciates the opportunity to be here for an informal hearing on this. We'll just cover a few issues. The two issues the commission set for hearing are whether the service area agreement complies with NDCC 490306, and second, whether approval of the service area agreement is compatible with public interests. With respect to the first issue, MDU and Dakota Valley service area agreement does comply with 490306. That statute allows for service area agreements between adjacent providers, and they're created to reach agreements to designate service areas, which this the purpose of this service area agreement does. But the key piece in the statute says service area agreements must include a provision permitting continuing jurisdiction by the commission. And Section 6 of the service area agreement between MDU and Dakota Valley does provide for continuing jurisdiction of this commission over any disputes. And I believe in the staff's memo that they filed in this case, they agree that the service area agreement does comply with 490306. So there's no dispute with respect to that. The second issue for consideration is whether approval of the service area agreement is compatible with public interests. Now, the statute, when the legislature enacted it, they provided that service area agreements and set forth the purpose are intended to encourage harmony and operational efficiency among electric providers, discourage unreasonable duplication of facilities, promote safety and assure adequate and reliable electric service for all customers, and provide antitrust immunity to electric providers that negotiate the service area agreement. We believe that the service area agreement meets the intent of this statute. And it's important to, I think, look back briefly at the facts that gave rise to this service area agreement. This issue arose in the CPCN hearing for the Applied Digital site near Ellendale, and that was case PU 22370. During the hearing in that case was held on December 19th of 2022. In closing arguments, the commission urged us and Dakota Valley to try to reach an agreement on this. So as a result of that urging, the parties negotiated the service area agreement that's been filed in this case. And really, it entails, again, a one-mile radius. It's the four sections that surround, the four one-mile sections that surround, again, MDU's 345 kV substation and the 230 substation. Now, the service area agreement does include a margin sharing component for the applied digital load, which would then also apply to any additional rate 45 loads that MDU would obtain in that service area in the future. So I know in staff's memo they commented that the primary function of the service area agreement is a financial guarantee, not assurance of continued agreement on the appropriate party to serve the locations. We disagree with that assertion. The primary purpose of this service area agreement is to avoid disagreements in the service area surrounding those substations. That lengthy dispute between Dakota Valley and MDU likely cost the two parties over $100,000 in attorney's fees and costs. It cost numerous delays for the customer in that case, and not only a needless waste of time for the parties, employees, and this commission for something that could have been avoided if the parties had reached an agreement. So the primary purpose of this service area agreement is to avoid lengthy and costly future litigation over who should serve in the area. And the function of this service and the purpose of this service area agreement will, in fact, avoid those type of disputes in the future between Dakota Valley and Montana Dakota. Now, there is, again, a financial component, as staff pointed out, but that is not the driving purpose of this agreement. The purpose is to avoid that costly litigation. So for those reasons, we believe the present service area agreement meets all the rationale set forth in 490306. And it's appropriate for commission's approval. It also should be noted, again, Dakota Valley voluntarily entered into this agreement. They submitted a letter in support of this agreement, and there's no party that has opposed this agreement. So based on those facts, MDU or Montana Dakota respectfully requests that the commission approve this service area agreement. Now, just out of caution, there was a portion of the service area agreement that does consider the margin sharing component of the service area agreement. That has been marked confidential. If that needs to come up, we would ask that any disclosure of that or discussion would take place in a private session under the admin code. But other than that, we'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
I have a couple. So when looking at this map, this is what you referenced as far as that one-mile radius. How much of this is new to the service area, or did anything change?
There was no previous service area agreement between Montana Dakota and Dakota Valley in that area prior to this. So this is new.
This is the agreed-upon amount.
Correct.
Okay. So where is there any residential in this area? No.
So there, in the previous CPCN case 20 PU 22 370, Dakota Valley did submit a map, and in your order that you provided in there, you noted in a factor that MDU serves 6 customers mm-hmm. within 1 mile and 77 within 2 miles. Dakota Valley serves 2 customers within that mile range, and then 15 customers within 2 miles.
Just for a recap, okay.
Yep, and that's a finding of fact in your order.
Yep. Thanks. Go ahead.
So you're saying in those four sections of land, Dakota Valley serves 2 customers.
Correct. And pursuant to the service area agreement, they can continue to serve those customers.
Just to clarify real quick, I think within that case, that was within an exact 1 mile radius of that location. There are corners of this proposed area that may not meet that definition, and I don't recall exactly where all the service locations were, but there may be some rural folks that are served in those corners that may be outside of the 1 mile. I don't know what the number is, but I feel like it's more than 2. It's likely not more than 4 or 5, but I think it may be more than two.
Yeah, you are correct. The one mile radius was from the substation, right, which is pretty close to the corner. So instead of having a survey done, it was easier just to identify those as sections, which is approximately, as you said, it may be a little more going from to the very corners.
Sure.
So
and a little less in other areas.
So Dakota Valley serves some of the people in this blue area, the service area.
Correct.
So if a new, what you're asking then from order approved or whatever, MDU will serve this area. So if a new residential customer comes in, it will be served by MDU, not Dakota Valley?
Correct. But both Montana Dakota and Dakota Valley are making that request. But you'll see in the service area agreement in section 2, we have a provision in there where, you know, if it would make more sense and be more economical, that we could allow Dakota Valley to serve a customer. So there's nothing that would prohibit us from, if Dakota Valley came to us and said, hey, there was to be an extension off an existing customer Farmstead, it would be more economical, we could grant them that right.
So you'd enter into another agreement, potentially.
I don't know if we'd have to enter into a written agreement, but it would be something that would be contemplated. But the parties both considered that, and that was the point of putting that provision into the agreement, that if there are situations that it would make more sense for Dakota Valley, be cheaper, more economical, they could come to us, and we would, you know, I don't see why we wouldn't grant something like that. But let's not forget, Dakota Valley did also agree to these provisions.
How did you guys settle on the 1 mile?
Just looking, you know, thinking the most logical dispute would likely be around new customers around the substations. Mm-hmm. So that mile area around it seemed, you know, an agreeable point.
When you referenced the two Dakota Valley Electric customers that are actually within the radius, 1 mile radius. How many other MDU customers did you say are in there, not counting anything having to do with Applied Digital?
It would have been six prior to Applied Digital, and now we have the Applied Digital customer in there. I don't know if Larry, I don't believe we've, or I'm not aware of any other customer we've added since that time.
Yeah, I'm not aware of any.
So how did staff assume that this didn't affect, that it was only an economic and not a service-type agreement?
So that provision, actually, that Paul was just speaking to kind of lends itself to, this isn't about the service area, because there's a provision? The provision that allows the two parties to agree that it may be more economical for Dakota Valley to serve rather than MDU to serve. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the factors that we would consider in determining who's the appropriate party to serve, like we did for the initial Applied Digital data center, was which is more economical to serve. And if that determination isn't made for this whole area, that's where I'm questioning if it's appropriate or not. I'm not saying it's not appropriate. I'm just questioning if is this really sending the right signal.
Isn't that kind of how it works now? Like, we get notifications. I mean, it's kind of in reverse. We get notifications from customers who want to request service from a certain supplier, and then because of whatever reasons, and then we go through that process. So it's just kind of only in reverse. If it seems like the Dakota Valley would be better, they could make that kind of request.
Right.
We probably didn't have any say in it, though, right? We wouldn't be involved in determining whether that.
Correct, unless there was a dispute between the two of them. And it's actually absolutely logical. I mean, that is a reasonable thing to put into an agreement. It just, like I said, it as I was running this agreement through my mind, it was difficult to reconcile that this is the appropriate service area for MDU when there's a provision that specifies that it may be more economical for someone else to serve within the service area that we're granting. And
What else would you do? Just take that out and say no? There's no other option?
I mean, it could have been, you know, so, and here's where it gets fuzzy. So we don't have the ability to say, okay, this isn't the right area, this is the right area, whatever we would determine that to be. For service area agreements, we don't have that ability. We approve it or we deny it. Mm-hmm. Nothing in between. So I don't even have, even if we could do that, though, I don't have a view of this is an appropriate one versus what's being proposed. It just kind of called the question.
Sure.
When you consider all of those provisions, again, I'm not saying it's not appropriate to approve.
So you're sort of thinking maybe it should have been a smaller area?
Potentially.
And did you guys talk about that? Or did you just go with the 1 mile for and everyone?
This, I can answer that, Commissioner. This was a negotiated area. We had looked at, you know, I would say kind of expanding in some other potential areas, but this is what was ultimately agreed on between the two parties. There were some other back and forth that was going on there as well. I do have one correction to make. I believe I said the exchange of service location, I think I said was in Section 2. It's in Section 5.
And so I want to get back to maybe a more different way of asking the same questions I think was just asked previously. But I'm going to use an example. It seems like this is a long ways to go out from the data processor. Did you look at something like a half a mile radius? You know, you'd go four quarters of land instead of four sections. So it would actually be, you know, if you used the map instead of drawing a circle on there, you know, take four quarters, you'd only be taking a fourth as much of the rural land mass and still leave yourself a pretty good area, a half a mile or more every direction from the processor. Did you look at something like that?
I do not recall that proposal of a half a mile being included in our negotiations.
Would you think that that's... what would be the benefit of having more as opposed to something a little more constrained?
That as if there were expansion, that we're not back in front of you because it's, instead of a half mile, it's 500 feet. They bought the land and... somebody wants to expand to the north of what was already there, 500 feet, and we're back in front of you spending thousands of dollars and time doing that. So, you know, again, we felt the mile was appropriate. Dakota Valley felt the mile was appropriate and agreed to it. So thought that was a reasonable compromise.
I guess I get your point. I just want to point out I'm not talking about 500 feet. I'm talking about 2,600 mm-hmm. feet.
But I think, you know, if there were expansion around, and, you know, obviously we're here later this afternoon on further expansion of a customer going one direction, and, you know, if they got up against that and they wanted to add something else, it wouldn't be covered in there. So, you know, trying to protect, and again, the purpose of this is to protect and prevent the litigation and disputes in this. And, you know, I just keep coming back, it was a term that Dakota Valley agreed to.
Any other questions? No. Steph? Adam? Lee? I was thinking a couple of times we're getting very close to disputed information, but I think we were not really, you know. I think we
close.
Did okay.
No.
Oh, and for clarity, I'm not advocacy on this case. I'm advisory staff. I haven't taken an official position. I think my memo just stated I'd like to see or hear more evidence. I think we got some more of that today, and I think it'll be up to the commission to make its determination based upon it, unless there's anything additional that the three of you would need.
I'm not sensing any requests for more information. Did I miss it? Nothing was handed out here, right? It's just the oral testimony, right?
Correct.
So is there any objection to that oral testimony that we've produced here becoming part of the official record?
I just had one other thought as I was looking over at the map Travis had there. Would it be of any assistance to the commission to have the maps from that case from last year to be filed?
Sure.
In this case?
Yeah. Might be.
Just to put it into some context.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, that was the majority of the questions, yeah.
I don't recall the exhibit numbers, but I can work with Travis to get the right exhibits that show the maps of where Dakota Valley and where MDU serves customers within
okay.
that area.
Yeah, that's a good
and
idea.
I do have some today if you guys wanted to hand them out. But.
Yeah, I haven't looked at them, but I don't
yeah,
have a problem
I'd
with
like
that.
To
that's
see.
Do you have that many?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Larry.
Geez, how much other stuff do you have over there that you thought we'd ask for that we didn't get to?
I'm not going to tell.
And I can say for the record that the Dakota Valley map that Travis is handing out was Exhibit 9 in, again, PU 22370.
This one or this one?
No, that one, yep. That probably won't show up well on the record.
So I'm thinking this Dakota Valley map is farther south. Like, this looks to me to be this kind of area down here.
I think the center on that star in the middle is the data center.
Oh, so this is just their sub.
That's a 2 mile. Ours is
right. I was just thinking that this was the city of Ellendale. That's just their subs. They're somehow identifying.
Yeah, that's not the city of Ellendale.
Okay.
So it's the blue squares are MDU and the green are Dakota Valley? The green circles are Dakota Valley customers?
So this is the MDU's map. So the subs are, and I cut off the part of my page. I'm sorry, the blue squares are the substation.
I see. Those are all your customers.
Customers.
What are these then?
And then this is, I think you said it was Exhibit
9
from the, but this is Dakota Valley's customer. And I believe they are the blue dots.
Well, if this is a 1 mile radius, then there's way more than two.
This is
one.
A 2 mile radius
on
theirs. And ours has both the 1 and 2.
Okay.
But yours doesn't have their customers identified.
Correct.
So
it would have been helpful to just on the map have these on the map that we got with the new service territory. And
so
it would be easier.
You can identify a little bit. So on Dakota Valley's map, they actually have section numbers listed. And we do have sections on the map provided with the agreement. So where that yellow star is in section 4.
Mm-hmm.
So they're asking for the entirety of section 4, the section to the right, section 3, below it, section 10, and to the left of it, section 9.
And so it does come out that there are just two.
Three. 1, 2, 3, it looks like to me.
1, 2, oh, 3.
Oh, I missed this one over in 10.
And then on MDU's map with all of the green dots on it, it's not exactly depicted nicely, but up at the very top you can see 95th Street. That is the northern border. Or sorry, no.
87th Avenue.
96th Street is what we're looking for. So it's likely down maybe more like here. But it does have, so right above where it says 1 mile radius, it's 88th Avenue. That is the eastern border. Towards the left side, 86th Avenue would be the western border, and down towards the bottom is 98th Street, which would be the southern border. I think it's roughly.
Okay. Any questions on the maps before we wrap this up? Are there any objections to the evidence, which is the oral discussion, as well as these two maps becoming part of the official record?
No objection from the company.
No objection.
Okay. That evidence, the map and the oral testimony, will become part of the final record upon which a decision is made. Are there any other matters for the record?
No, Mr. Chairman. I'd again like to thank you for the opportunity. I think the evidence presented in this case, the testimony you heard here, support that the service area agreement complies with the statute and that approval is compatible with public interest. But I just want to emphasize one more time, you know, the company always gets the message that we're intended or should go out and negotiate agreements and try to avoid these territorial integrity disputes. We have done that in this case, both and reached an agreement that both Montana, Dakota, and Dakota Valley support and ask the commission to approve the agreement reached between the two parties. Thank you.
Okay, with that, this informal hearing is closed. Thank you, everyone.